Here with your midweek edition of CNN Student News, I'm Carl Azuz. Thank you for watching. One of the biggest stories we covered last year involved Iraq and Syria and the rise of the ISIS terrorist group that took over about a third of those countries. President Obama and congressional Republicans are discussing the U.S. approach to ISIS in the coming year. America is currently leading an international coalition fighting the terrorists in the Middle East. But the U.S. role so far has been limited to airstrikes, drone strikes, and advising other troops on how to fight ISIS. Will that change? Will U.S. ground troops be deployed in direct combat, though the president has said they wouldn't be? One thing experts know the answer to, the battle against ISIS won't end this year.
What will the war on ISIS look like in 2015? In a word, tough. For one, ISIS will not be defeated in 2015. Despite the U.S.-led air campaign and some more aggressive operations by Iraqi security forces on the ground, ISIS has proven very capable of holding ground. They've been changing tactics to make themselves less vulnerable from the air, and they've also been resorting to traditional terror attacks against Iraqi forces, Kurdish forces, and against civilians as well. Also look for U.S. forces in 2015 to be more in harm's way as their numbers approach some 3,000 U.S. troops on the ground. Many of them will no longer be confined to the relatively safe areas of Kurdistan in the north and the capital Baghdad in central Iraq. You already have 300 American advisors at Al-Assad base in the hotly contested Anbar province. And over the course of the year, you'll have many more forward deployed at training centers around the country. Key question in 2015 is, will U.S. commanders ask that American forces be more forward deployed, perhaps as air controllers for airstrikes against ISIS? It's an option that U.S. commanders have said they will not take off the table. Also look in 2015 for Iraqi forces to take more aggressive action, particularly an attempt to retake Mosul, key northern city in Iraq, a key stronghold for ISIS. Iraqi commanders somewhat impatient about when they should go forward with such an operation. U.S. commanders less impatient. They're not sure that Iraqi forces are capable yet of such an ambitious operation.